U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer announced this week that Bread Alone Incorporated and Largay LLC have been jointly awarded a business and industry guaranteed loan for a total of $4.6 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development. This funding will be used to acquire a 26,000-square-foot facility at 2105 Ulster Avenue, which will be converted into a commercial bakery and retail outlet. Schumer says the funding is the yeast that literally raises the dough, not only for Bread Alone, but for the local community as well.
And not only does this mean that Bread Alone can expand into the new facility here in Kingston, it's going to mean a four-letter word that we all care about a whole lot. J-O-B-S. Jobs. In the next few years, Bread Alone plans to expand by hiring up to more than 100 new employees. And while the economy is slowly turning the corner, it's critical for the federal government to invest in small businesses like Bread Alone.
Schumer's office says the loan carries a 2% interest rate for the first 2 years, after which the rate would be set between 2.5% and 5%. In the next few years, Bread Alone plans to expand by hiring up to more than 100 new employees. Bread Alone plans to install state-of-the-art commercial artisan baking equipment to more fully automate the baking process. Nell's leader, Bread Alone's vice president and chief operating officer and the son of business founder Dan Leader, says the new facility will have expanded production and a retail store. He explains the company decided to stay in the Hudson Valley despite a very attractive incentive package from New Jersey. Dan Leader says he and his son conducted a lot of research before finalizing their expansion plans.
We have been really working very hard on this for a couple years. And my son and I went on a whole series of tours visiting what we consider the state of the art of artisan baking across Europe. And we're bringing it here. So all of these trips, all this information, all of this, you know, knowledge of centuries we're bringing here to Lake Katrine.
The leaders say that for the past 18 months, the Ulster County Development Corporation has helped them explore funding options for moving the business's baking facilities out of Boyceville, which the company has called home for the past 30 years. The new bakery will supply Bread Alone's cafe in Boyceville, which will stay open, as well as Bread Alone's shops in Woodstock and Rhinebeck and other retail outlets from Albany to the New York City area. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.